For a limited time, find Aaron speakers. It's ultra thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 3-year warranty. Absolutely free. Call now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5534. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5534. That's 1-800-997-5534.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
6:59 on 960 The Quake, coming up after a Quake News Team special, Backyard Vacations, at the top of the hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Good morning, Will Durst, and good morning, Willie Brown.
Good morning, John Scott, but it's not Willie Brown, it's Miss Angie Coiro.
My best Willie Brown imitation.
She's sitting in Willie's chair, but...
My old friend, Angie Coiro.
Hey, guys.
It's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's always wonderful to hear
you. So she's going
to
be filling in. Well, Mr. Brown is in Washington, D.C. as we speak. He's attending the Voting Rights Act signing.
We will be talking about
Rose Garden. Yeah, we'll be talking about that. We might talk about the Olympics and, there's something going on in the Mideast. We might talk about that.
All right, guys. We'll check with you in just a couple of minutes. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at our website, quakeradio.com. This is the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. Bay Area Backyard Escapes. Some unique locations local residents can visit to make you feel like you're getting away in your own backyard.
The Miwok Indians had a special way of referring to the Farallon Islands, 27 miles off the San Francisco Bay.
The Native Americans in the Bay Area called them the Islands of the Dead, and felt that when the spirits of the people who passed away left the body, they would go to the Islands of the Dead and stay there.
Izzy Shapanyak, a naturalist with the Oceanic Society, says the first European to document the island was Sir Francis Drake, but there were others.
Around 1569, Juan Francisco de Bodega actually named the islands, and he looked at the islands and named them Los Farallones de los Frailes, which means little peaks of the friar.
Much of the history of the Farallons, unfortunately, is one of exploitation for seal meat and bird eggs, and while the Farallons are closed to the public, you can hear the birds and see the wildlife on boating expeditions that take you to the periphery of the islands. Naturalist Izzy Shapanyak has made that trip.
From the time you leave San Francisco to the time you get there, you're always seeing some kind of sea life, whether it's a marine mammal like a whale, a dolphin, or a porpoise. Many of the types of seabirds, we've actually seen sea otters on the way out, and we've seen leatherback turtles.
Today, the island is inhabited only by research scientists who catalog the sea life that live and pass through this San Francisco treasure.
The only group that has a permanent presence on the island right now is Point Reyes Bird Observatory, and since 1967-68, they've been pretty much the caretakers of the island.
You can find one group that leads boat trip excursions to the Farallons at sfbaywhalewatching.com.
Listen all week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. to Bay Area Backyard Escapes on 960 The Quake. And check out our website, where you can share some of your best Bay Area backyard vacation stories at quakeradio.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas Pegasus' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52- Go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
7:04 at 960 to Quake. This report brought to us by Caltrans. Benicia Bridge was a real mess earlier with a motorcycle. A couple cars crashed, and there had only been one lane available for a while. Now that's all cleared, and traffic's starting to improve, but eastbound 780 still backed up from Southampton. SIG alert. Guadalupe Parkway, the northbound 87 connector ramp to northbound 280 is shut down because it's flooded with water. They're going to try and track down the source of that water. Unknown when the ramp will reopen. Ladder in the right lane of 85 northbound before the Guadalupe Parkway, making that just better. 101 southbound after Cesar Chavez. Two-car crash now out of the lanes. A lot of slow brake lights past it, though. Metering lights now on back up to the middle of the parking lot of the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. The San Mateo coastline, easy to reach via Highway 1 to Pacifica, 92 to Half Moon Bay, or 84 to Pescadero. Visit the harbor and beaches, enjoy fine dining and lodging. You deserve a break in paradise just a short drive away. The San Mateo County coastside, within your reach. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. I'm John Scott. We'll check headlines momentarily. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
No, that's not my gig. Good morning, and welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
That actually hurts.
With an addendum, sorry. With an addendum this morning, it's Keeping It Real with Will, Willie, and Angie. We have Angie Coiro from Mother Jones Radio filling in for the esteemed and honorable Mr. Mayor, who is in Washington, D.C. this day. I think he's going to be back tonight, and he's attending the Voting Rights Act signing ceremony, which might be in the East Room, might be in the Rose Garden, might be in the South Lawn. Nobody knows. It's exciting. We don't know. It's up in the air.
But it is guaranteed to be right next to the table where they put out the signing statement so they can come out together.
You think he'll add a signing statement to the voting rights?
Why not? You know, it's like the cherry on top nowadays.
Yeah, so everybody has the same right to vote unless they don't want to.
Exactly.
Yeah,
unless they don't.
Yes. Which is President Bush's way of doing things. Ms. Coiro, you're normally on the air here on 960 The Quake.
Sundays at 1 p.m. with Mother Jones Radio. And, in fact, zipping out of here at 9:30 to go record a live with Robert Fisk in Lebanon, who has very decided opinions about the legitimacy of Israeli claims that they don't hit citizens on purpose, et cetera. So that's going to be an interesting conversation, and you can hear that. We're recording it today, and it'll be aired at Sunday at 1.
This Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And who is Robert Fisk?
He is the most rewarded international journalist in Britain.
Independent?
Works for the Independent. Has actually lived in Lebanon for 30 years now. And just wrote a really beautiful column, regardless of where you stand politically on this, wrote a beautiful column called A Farewell to Beirut. Basically, he loves his city. Loves his city. And just
and they were just coming back after 15 years.
And, oh, he makes that point really well. Yeah. So it's an interesting mix of the political, you know, the actual news coverage, and the very, very personal. Really strong guy. Strong voice.
Excellent. Too bad we can't have him on here. How come we? But you'll be able to hear him Sunday.
Jeez, mine.
Yes. Damn it. Now we're competing. Yes. All right. It's a standoff. Mano a mano.
Mano a womano.
Angie's going to be joining us all day, or at least between 7 and 10, which is our hours here. The mayor will be back tomorrow. He'll also be on the phone with us. I think he's going up in the 8 o'clock hour. Can tell us, because the signing statement actually happened about an hour ago.
Oh.
Not the signing statement, the signing ceremony. I'm sorry, I get my...
It's so easy, isn't it?
Yes.
I didn't realize they were that far ahead of us. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I knew the time was far ahead of us. I didn't realize the signing was already done.
Don't become my mom. What time is it there?
I always do that.
2 hours.
You know where you don't want to live for that? I'll tell you, I lived in Hawaii for 6 years. People in the mainland.
Oh, honey, why did you come back?
Oh, I followed my man. It was romantic. Oh, my man left, man. So I had to go. But
romance, understandable.
People don't get that whole mainland. Don't get that the earth is round. I get a call at 5 o'clock in the morning saying, so-and-so used you as a reference on their credit card. And I said, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, so-and-so used you as a reference. Oh, man, painful, painful.
It's 5 hours from New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be 6 hours.
Yeah, yeah, and 3 hours from the West Coast.
So that's confusing.
People just
yeah.
didn't get that, yeah.
So you're working in radio there?
Yeah, KGU, Honolulu.
KGU?
KGU. We used to get that.
Kagu?
Oh, my goodness.
Kagu?
Well, and for whatever reason, they had a Mina bird as their mascot. It was talk radio. Don't even ask.
Indigenous to Hawaii?
I understand now that they've gone to the dark side. I understand that KGU is carrying all the right-wingers
oh,
now.
Oh, hot
so.
Talk.
Not when I was there.
As opposed to good talk.
Yeah, yeah. But, no, it was really fascinating because we used to charge $25 a spot for morning drive. And we once got... it was a mistake. We once got...
This was the 50s?
This was the 80s.
Are you serious?
$25 a spot. We once accidentally got an invoice from a San Francisco station with similar call letters. And we saw what they were charging for a morning spot. And we thought, my, we are a tiny little town, aren't we?
KGU.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is KQKE. This is 960 The Quake. It's San Francisco. It's 7:10. We have some great guests today. We have Marianne Akers who's going to join us. She's from Roll Call Newspaper. She calls in every Thursday. It's D.C. Thursday, only intensified with an exponential factor today because the mayor is going to be there. Marianne Akers is going to join us in the next segment. Then, of course, we have Bob Summerby in the 8 o'clock hour and Willie Brown in the 8 o'clock hour. And we also have, in the 8 o'clock hour, we have P.J. O'Rourke.
What fun.
Yes, and he's going to be here live in the studio, so that will be fun.
That is so great.
It's just so depressing to do a radio show when the Mideast is, you know, that close to catching on fire.
Oh, I was reading online a Baptist news service where the columnist was saying essentially, oh, you know, we always say it's World War III breaking out there, and it never is. And I thought, one day it will be.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very reassuring thought, but no, it's pretty serious.
Yeah, you say it 100 times, and, you know, one of those, and the closer you get, the more green glass.
Mm-hmm. Scary stuff.
Yeah.
Very scary stuff.
Well, also, right now you have a ceasefire talk stalling, and there's a great shot on the cover of the New York Times of Condoleezza Rice holding her head. Oh, man, she wishes she were in another place.
Now, see, if I had the thought bubble to put above that, I thought, oh, I wore the wrong shoes. I shouldn't do that. I should not do that.
Poor Condoleezza. We can't have a ceasefire until the ceasefire is going to be effective, until it's a good ceasefire. Bad ceasefire doesn't help anybody except the innocent civilians.
I was
going to
say,
killed.
Except the people who would have been shot if there weren't a ceasefire. That I don't get that. I'm in the midst of reading John Dean's book.
Uh-huh.
The Conservatives Without Conscience. And I thought, at what point do you turn off the programming and just do what's right? You know, what point do you stop playing the
Nobody
game?
Thinks they're the bad guy. Nobody wakes up in the morning, looks into the mirror, and says, you know, how deep of a reeking heap of steaming feces can I lay today?
You're sure of this?
Nobody, well, maybe Karl Rove. But nobody else. I mean, they all think they're trying to do good. Everybody does. Sometimes it's a longer view of the good. Sometimes it's an overview of the good. And a lot of times, collateral damage. You know, that whole... There's a reason that you have the phrase, you can't have an omelet without breaking a couple of eggs.
Well, and this is what George Lakoff was saying. It's that our concepts of good and freedom are so different. It's not just that opinions are polarized. It's the way we define the things that are important to us. What is good? What is freedom? What is progress?
George Lakoff, who was on the show yesterday.
Isn't he marvelous?
Do a back plug.
Yeah, he's good stuff. He's smart people.
Yeah, someone told me that you got to be careful to having him as a guest because he's a little professorial and a little dry. I thought he was fascinating.
He was. Oh, absolutely. And he's got a one of those voices.
And you know what what was interesting about him as a guest? Because a lot of times we'll have these guys on the air, and they just go on and on and on, and you can't break it. He knows about sound bites. Yes. He would answer, and then he would stop. And both Willie and I were confused, because we're so used to, being poised and perched to jump in and interrupt. And he made it sound so simple, and he made it sound so not the opposite of optimistic for the Democrats,
mm-hmm.
because they just can't seem to jump on the same bandwagon. They're constantly, the internecine warfare, because they have to have some kind of warfare.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you saw the whole thing about Boxer and Clinton going over to support...
Joe Lieberman.
Yes. There was an incredible video clip.
To me, that's understandable, though.
But no,
because
what's not
they spend so much time in the Senate together. They do know that he has been a loyal Democrat on other issues. And part of this is just loyalty, personal loyalty.
I don't differ with loyalty.
Respect.
I do. I don't differ with loyalty. I don't differ with their choice to support him. That's fine. But did you see the clip of Barbara Boxer being asked about Lieberman's stance on the morning after pill, where he said, on the record, you can look it up. He said, it isn't that difficult for a rape victim to just go to another hospital. And someone confronted her about that and said, how do you feel about his having said that? Because obviously she's extremely pro-choice. And she essentially denied the existence of that quote. Oh, that's not what he said, blah, blah, blah. You know what? You want to be loyal? You want to support Joe Lieberman? You go ahead and do that. You start denying facts, you're as bad as the dark side.
We're so used to denying facts.
Could she not support him by saying we differ on that, but he's basically a good guy?
Yeah, she could have said that. Yeah. She might want to have said that in retrospect. But in the larger issue, we spend so much time fighting, picking on each other.
Right.
50% of Americans, 50% believe that we found WMDs in Iraq. I mean, how do you fight that? How do you combat that?
I don't know the answer.
How many times do you have to tell the truth, and then one blowhard, one, as John Scott said earlier, one blowfish, 467-pound blowfish-looking guy says, "Oh no, we found them. Here they are." No, those weren't them. They were. They're old. They're dead. They're decaying. It's like finding a stick, that was sharpened at the end. Oh, it's a weapon of mass destruction, even though it came from 14th century B.C. Macedonia.
Well, it was sharpened at both ends, so that's mass destruction. We sharpened at one end, that'd be just destruction.
Personal destruction. This is Keeping It Real with Will and Angie, I guess, here on 960 The Quake. We're going to come at you right after the news with some Marianne Akers, what she heard on the Hill. And we have new news. I believe John Scott is waiting there.
I'm waiting right here, Will and Angie. Thank you. Quake weather today, mostly sunny after the morning fog. Cooler today. Our Bay Area high is looking at 81 in San Jose. Santa Rosa, 75, 87 in Concord, and 62 in San Francisco. Headlines this hour, the American Civil Liberties Union holding a 10 a.m. news conference this morning. They'll be releasing a report on government surveillance. In northern and central California, San Mateo County Vector Control will begin mosquito spraying on some 20 acres near Sharp Park. Going on this hour, there's a spot near Woodside they'll be spraying as well. San Jose Mayor Ron Gonzalez pleaded not guilty yesterday to public corruption charges for his part in an alleged garbage-related scheme. The judge in the trial set a date for May 14, 2007. That'll be 5 months after Gonzalez is out of office. The United States Olympic Committee says San Francisco is an Olympic finalist. Houston and Philly are out. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email them from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Hey, I know. Let's go to Togo's. I'm not one to rave about salads, but I'm telling you, their salads are excellent.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
The View from the Left, for people like us. 960, The Quake.
From the bluest spot in the country, in the continental United States, in the world.
Well, no, not in the world. But we're so blue, we're purple here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake, in the shadow of the Bay Bridge on a very foggy day on Thursday, July, what, 27? Today, July 27?
Yeah.
Yes, it's 7:20 a.m. I am here. My name is Will Durst, and that's...
Angie Caro.
And she's here with us. We're keeping it real with Will and Angie. Should I say Will and Willie with Angie? On it.
Will and Angie for Willie?
Yes. Well, we're all for Willie. Free Willie, actually. We have it, Marianne Akers, as usual, because it is Thursday. It's D.C. Thursday here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie and Angie on 960 The Quake. Miss Akers, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. How you doing?
You're there in the 202 area code, and so is Willie Brown.
I know, but he's not with us, is he?
No, he's not. He will be later on.
You know, he hasn't called me. He always says he's going to call me when he's in town. He hasn't called.
Well, I'm pretty sure this was a surgical strike. He went in last night. He didn't get into D.C. till about midnight, supposedly. And then the signing ceremony started at 9 a.m. your time.
So is he going to give you a live report on the signing ceremony?
Yeah, after? Hopefully.
And whether he got a word in while he was there. That'd be nice to know. What'd you say, Willie?
Yeah.
What'd you say to whom?
And who was there, yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you standing in that line with? Marianne, you have a little report. I don't know if that's in your column today, but I want to hear about Norm Coleman's dad.
How about that? I mean, usually, as I wrote today in my column, it's the kids who embarrass their politician parents.
Exactly.
This time, it's dear old dad. Yes, Senator Norm Coleman's father arrested for lewd and disorderly conduct after police arrested him having sex in a car outside a Pizza House.
And how old is he?
He's 81.
See, God bless him. What's the problem? Was he blocking a lane of traffic? What's the problem here?
God bless him is right. I mean, every guy who read this has said, wow, that's great.
Damn straight.
Really.
Well, even Angie, when we mentioned the article first time I heard about it, even Angie said he shouldn't have gotten a ticket. He should have gotten a celebratory card.
Right.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And I'm sure his son was secretly psyched for him. Dad's 81, and the woman that he was allegedly having sex with is 38, and they were outside a place called the Savoy Inn. My guess, this was in St. Paul, Minnesota, by the way, where, of course, the senator is from. My guess is the old man thought the Savoy Inn was a motel.
Maybe,
you know, once they got there, he just couldn't control himself, couldn't drive anymore.
Actually, I think I've been to that place. I'm serious, the Savoy, and I think it's one of the best pizza joints in the Twin Cities. They have this cracker crust pizza that just snaps right off.
I don't think Norm Coleman's dad is going to remember that pizza crust, Will. Not even the sauce.
This is going to be. Isn't Norm Coleman up for a re-election?
He is not. He'll be up in 08.
That's the seat that a compatriot of ours is rumored to be headed towards.
Exactly. Exactly right.
And yes. I won't mention Al Franken's name.
We won't mention Al Franken's name.
Or why he moved back to Minneapolis to establish residency to run for this seat. But this will be interesting fodder.
This is great fodder. I think Franken will have a heyday with this. I mean, it really is unreal. The 81-year-old father of a senator arrested for having sex in his car. It just doesn't get any better than that. And his dad had campaigned pretty heavily, remember, to get his son elected 4 years ago after Paul Wellstone died in that plane crash. That's when Coleman ran against Walter Mondale and won the seat in the Senate.
Not Walter Mondale was his kid. Was it Walter Mondale Jr.? Oh, no, yeah. It was Walter, wasn't it? He came out of retirement.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
As soon as I did the same thing, Marianna, when I heard Walter Mondale, I had to stop and think.
That's right. That's right. I'm sorry. People are back here shouting and screaming in the background. There's some kind of party going on.
I'm glad it's a party and they're not watching the news and there's something we should know about. I live in constant fear that something is happening and I don't know about it.
The senator released a statement yesterday. He had to, say something about this. So he released a statement saying, "I love my father dearly. I don't condone his actions or behavior, and I'm deeply disturbed by what I've learned. He clearly has some issues that need to be dealt with, and I'll encourage him to seek the necessary help."
I.e., rent a room, Dad.
Yeah, get a room, Dad.
Cheaper than therapy.
Way to go.
Way to go, Dad.
Yeah, that's the parenthetical phrase. Way to go, Dad. Those genes are carried down, you know.
Well, you know, the Democrats were having a blast with this, so one
So are the Republicans.
I'm sorry?
So are the Republicans.
Yeah, well, one Democrat said to me, "Now we know why Norm Coleman is such a supporter of the prescription drug industry."
That little blue pills go with the pizza so well. Crunchy pills.
Toppings.
It's a pizza and pill party.
So do we expect a book or an article from the 38-year-old in question? I wonder if she's going to be heard from again.
Who knows? One story I read out of Minneapolis made the point that this woman had no history of prostitution.
Yeah, I was going to ask if she was a professional.
Apparently, according to, it was either in the Pioneer Press or one of the other papers in the
Star Trib.
Yeah. In fact, it was the Star Trib. Yeah, the Star Trib wrote that she had no history of prostitution, according to the police.
Maybe it was a scavenger hunt. You know, she had to lock off an octogenarian.
Bring back proof of a senator's father.
Or just a isn't. Now, all the Minnesota politicians all have fathers who ran or were politicians. None of them are individual candidates. Didn't Norm Coleman's dad serve as something? Wasn't he mayor of St. Paul or something? If it wasn't written in the, I guess it wasn't true.
Well, they're from New York. You know, Norm Coleman was raised in New York, and his dad recently moved from New York City to Minnesota to be near his son, I guess, because he's now listed as a resident in St. Paul.
Well, that explains a lot. We're speaking with Marianne Akers from D.C. She writes the column Heard on the Hill in Roll Call newspaper, which is published four times a week, and you can't afford it, so don't even think about it. But she is able to give us free of charge here in Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, parenthetical Angie, here on 960 The Quake, once a week. What else is going on out there?
Well, what else is going on? Well, you know, we had the Iraqi prime minister here yesterday.
Oh, a good friend of ours got busted.
What? That woman was a friend of yours?
Medea Benjamin. Yes, she's a good friend of the Quake here. She's come in.
Right, of course.
She's the head of Code Pink.
Of course.
She's the founder. And when we heard the live feed yesterday, we actually thought it was Cindy Sheehan. We had talked to Cindy Sheehan on Tuesday, and it sounded like Cindy Sheehan's voice. And, of course, we never thought of Medea.
Yeah, right. You know, it's funny. I didn't even realize it was her. But, yeah, that would be exactly right up her alley. Well,
and she was wearing pink. I don't know if you noticed when she was hustled out of the chambers.
Right, and she had on one of those Troops Home Now T-shirts. And we have a picture of her on the front page of our paper, as a matter of fact, today, being arrested in the visitors' gallery. But she was the only one. She was the only heckler, only protester, just there by herself.
That's really surprising, actually.
Well, you know, there's a backstory, Marianne. In that she and Cindy Sheehan were outside the Iraqi embassy, and they were doing their fast, the Troops Home Fast, and she wanted an audience, Cindy Sheehan wanted an audience with Nouri al-Maliki, and the people said, get away from the embassy, and she said, I want a meeting with him, and they said, okay, we'll get you a meeting with him, just get away from the embassy, and come back at this time, and they came back at that time, and he flew in, they totally ignored her, they blew them off. Now, I'm not saying this is a response to what happened, but it's an interesting backstory. They told him, yeah, you can have a meeting, and then just, you know, blah, 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 you know, just blew them off.
Well, you know, Susan Benjamin, I didn't realize she was 54, by the way, but she was arrested, and I think she was charged.
So she was in jail? She wasn't released?
She was removed. She was arrested, and she was arrested without incident. Okay, so... She was
kicking and screaming when I saw her. They were two burly guys, and she's tiny.
It looked like they were yanking her out of there.
Yeah, she's tiny. Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah. Well, coming up, I got to hear about the Michael Steele, the Maryland Senate candidate, who had a little off-record lunch. What he thought was off-record,
yeah.
What he knew wasn't off-record. So you got to tell us about that.
Okay.
After the next segment, after the news, after the traffic, after the weather, here, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake.
7:31 on 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Let's check traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Brought to you by FlexYourPower.org. Full ramp closure now on the Guadalupe Parkway connector ramp. That's getting from northbound 87 and northbound 280. You can't do it right now because it's flooded. They're trying to find out where the water is coming from and get it mopped up. It'll be a while before that's done. Very heavy traffic through there. CHP has a signal alert. 780 from Southampton up to the Benicia Bridge. Real slow, too, this morning. Earlier crash, long gone. That's still recovery you're sitting in at the moment. Car hit a tire that was in the road. 101 northbound before 580 in San Rafael. And the Bay Bridge approach. Busy. Back up to the end of the parking lot nearing Grand Avenue. The metering lights are now on.
To help avoid a hot weather power crunch, Californians are turning off unnecessary lights, using appliances after 7 p.m. and setting air conditioners to 78 degrees. To find out how you can help, visit FlexYourPower.org. And remember to save energy, because energy can't save itself. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at QuakeRadio.com. Mostly sunny after the morning fog. Cooler today. Bay Area highs 81 San Jose, Santa Rosa 75, 87 in Concord, and 62 in San Francisco. The headlines this hour: a great athletic achievement and a great human story is now on the verge of tragedy. The Phonak cycling team says it's been notified of a positive drug test by the winner of the Tour de France, Floyd Landis. He tested positive for testosterone. Well, more on that. The American Civil Liberties Union holding a 10 a.m. news conference this morning. Well, they'll be releasing a report on government surveillance in northern and central California. A Hezbollah rocket has scored a direct hit on a laundry detergent plant in northern Israel. The building was vacant. Authorities say there's no threat of a toxic release. President Bush has signed into law legislation extending the Voting Rights Act of 1965 for 25 more years. San Francisco's unionized hotel workers and their allies march to voice their determination to get a new union contract that starts in Union Square and will wind through the streets of the city at 4:15 this afternoon. We'd like to know what you think about the news of the day. You can call Will and Willie anytime, 866-960-KQKE, or email them from the contact page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodrow, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodrow Homes and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. Buy your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-344-8232. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-344-8232. That's 1-800-344-8232.
If you get your early morning news from KGO or KCBS or KQED, we'd like to invite you to try our alternative. No police blotter stories, progressive commentary from contributors like Mother Jones Magazine, news about you, your environment, and your money. And you can download it every morning, too, from quakeradio.com.
The Progressive News Hour with John Scott. Start your day with real knowledge. Weekday mornings at 6 on 960 The Quake.
San Francisco Bay. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie with Angie today on Thursday, July 27th at 7:37 a.m. We're speaking with Marianne Akers from Roll Call Newspaper in Washington, D.C. She writes a column called Heard on the Hill. And this all happened on the Hill, didn't it? The Michael Steele, Lieutenant Governor of Maryland thing?
Yeah, it did. So this was a background lunch, and occasionally these are held. I was invited to this one. I didn't go. Somebody else from Roll Call did go. And what happens? A group of reporters, usually it's about a dozen. Sometimes it's as few as seven, gather with a member of Congress or a candidate. And in this case, it was Michael Steele, who's running for Senate as a Republican in Maryland. For the open seat to replace Sarbanes. And ground rules usually are, okay, this whole thing is off the record. If you want to use something, call that person's office, the House member, the senator, whomever we're having lunch with that day, and ask if you can use it on background basis. That's how these things work sometimes. And it's a way to get information. It's a way to get them to be candid and open and loose. And it's really helpful to get this kind of information. So Michael Steele came to this lunch, and the ground rules were, you may refer to anything I say as a GOP Senate candidate. So really the only person who then went and wrote a story about everything the guy said was Dana Milbank at the Washington Post. And it was a great little sketch that he wrote because, here's this GOP Senate candidate who was bashing the president. I mean, he was dumping on the president's policies on, the Katrina aftermath, on the Iraq war, pretty much on just about everything. And when asked, would you want him to come campaign for you, he said, well, honestly, probably not. So, and he also said that, it was really unbelievable. He also said the R in his party is a scarlet letter.
Wow.
Yes. Unforgivably honest.
Now, how is Bush doing in Maryland? What are his poll numbers in Maryland? I take it they're not high.
Well, they're not. And as a matter of fact, in all likelihood, yes, the Democrat is going to win this Senate seat in Maryland. Michael Steele, if you go to his website, what's interesting about him, he has all sorts of pictures of him with Steny Hoyer, with all types of Democrats. Very few pictures of Republicans. There are no pictures of Bush, no pictures of Cheney, no pictures of Karl Rove. He has posted pictures of him with Barbara Mikulski and Steny Hoyer and other Democrats.
He's an African American, right?
Yes, he is. He's African American, and of course he's running against Democrats. They haven't held their primary yet, but one of them is Kwesi Mfume, the former House member who was also the leader of the NAACP.
Right.
And Ben Cardin, who has the weight of the Democratic Party behind him. They've endorsed him.
So this sounds like it's all academic anyway. Michael Steele was not in a runaway win for his seat anyway.
No. No, but he is the Republican candidate. He is he is going to be the nominee for the Republican Party in all likelihood. But how it came out that he was the guy who said all this stuff at the lunch, so Dana Milbank at the Washington Post wrote the sketch, so it became a real whodunit in Washington. It was a great little mystery story of the day. Who was that GOP Senate candidate who sat down? Was it Mike DeWine who said all these things, who's running in Ohio? Was it George Allen from Virginia? So, of course, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee had a field day putting out little press releases saying, hey, George, hey, Mike DeWine, where'd you have lunch yesterday?
What restaurant was this at?
It was at Charlie Palmer.
You know what's very telling, though? What's very telling was it literally could have been anybody at this point. Anybody that you got to speak off the record would speak of the Scarlet R letter.
That's Angie Cairo filling in for Willie Brown here and Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We're speaking with Marianne Akers, who...
Angie, you know, you're right. That's the point that the DSCC was making, and that's why they had such a great time. I think the DSCC knew all along that it was Michael Steele, but they wanted to make the point it could have been any of those Republican candidates. They've all been running from the president.
Let's get them to deny it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it sort of put the pressure on Michael Steele to come out and admit publicly that, yes, it was he.
Oh, so he did recant?
He said, look, it was me. I'm the one who did that. Because all these other GOP Senate candidates who were being fingered by the DSCC.
Yeah, well, you got to find out who's the guy rather than tarring the whole bunch of them.
Well, the sad part is, of course, here's going to be now one less opportunity to get anybody to speak candidly about anything, because more and more nowadays, if anybody opens their mouth and dares to speak the truth, they're going to get squished.
But they forget.
Do you think they forget?
You know what it's like. You put a microphone in front of somebody's face, it's amazing what they will say.
That's my entire career in a nutshell. Thanks, Willie.
Speaking with Marianne Akers on 960 The Quake. So what is going to be the upshot of this? What did he actually call the president my homeboy?
Well, I think so.
That's what I read too.
I think so. He's pretty funny. You know, he's a laid back guy. You know, he's very likable. He's sort of got charisma. He's got moxie. And no, he's not going to win. He's probably not. I mean, I would have to say he's not going to win that Senate seat. But he's a great campaigner. Really does very well out on the campaign trail.
Well, this is certainly going to raise his publicity, you know, his whatever you call it.
As a new Democrat.
Yeah, his visibility.
The next crossover.
A new Democrat.
Yeah. Look, the only other thing I have to tell you before I go is this just totally weird story about this. Remember back in the day, it was the craze for members of Congress to sleep in their offices to save money.
Oh, right.
You know, so they would, and they would only do it, what, four nights a week, and then they'd go back to their district and go back to their homes and their husbands and wives and sleep in their houses like regular people. And I don't know that any women did it. I think it was only men. But now I just found out about a chief of staff to a senior Republican member of Congress, John Linder of Georgia. The chief of staff sleeps not in the office, but in the office storage space. Yeah, it's literally a cage. It's a 5-by-10-foot cage.
Wouldn't it be great if that caught on?
Yeah.
Cage your chief of staff.
Putting Republicans in cages. I love this idea.
Well, can you imagine how weird I felt when I had to call the guy to see why he sleeps in a cage?
Did he answer?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And it's funny because my source who told me about this said, it's totally weird. You know, they
it's
had seen
creepy.
Really pretty, pretty darn weird.
Do they throw his breakfast meat through the bars or something?
He has a towel drying. He has a little foam cot and a bunch of ties and a little decorative pillow down there. So
home sweet home.
And he said to me, he said, you know, I just couldn't stand the thought of wasting all that money, okay, because the government rate for a hotel room these days is about $150. And he said, quote, it burned me up to see the money going out the door.
Oh, for crumb's sake.
Well, I said, how often are you here sleeping in the cage? And he said, it's about, you know, he said a couple of nights a week, a couple of weeks out of the month. So I figured he has saved the taxpayers a whopping $900.
We know with the deficit the way it is, every $900 in a cage counts. But are those the only two choices, a government-subsidized hotel or a cage?
Well, they're not, Angie.
Marianne Akers bringing us the wild, the wacky, the wonderful, and the weird from Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us. And keep on this whole trend. I want you to propagate the whole idea of putting Republicans in cages.
Thanks, Marianne.
Sure, see ya.
Coming up, of course, the Burst of Durst here in Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
7:46. I'm John Scott. Let's see what's happening in the newsroom. Weather today, sunny. Low coastal and city fog. Bay Area high 77 in Mountain View, 70 in Oakland, 79 in Sonoma, 62 in San Francisco. Here are this morning's headlines. Doping controversies continue to plague professional sports. Officials of the Phonak team said that they've been notified that Floyd Landis, the American who won the Tour de France this year, has tested positive for high levels of testosterone. That's a no-no. San Jose police aren't expecting too much trouble, but they are expecting plenty of traffic for this weekend's Grand Prix. There will be extra officers on duty. A lot of the focus will be on handling traffic. President Bush today signed legislation extending the 1965 Voting Rights Act for another 25 years. When it originally passed, it outlawed racist voting practices in the South, and it opened the polls to millions of black Americans. A group of Southern conservatives tried to shut the extension down. They were outnumbered. A little post-mortem on the heat wave. The state set three power use records in the span of a week last week, and a failed power plant or transmission line likely would have meant a lot of rolling blackouts on Monday or Tuesday of this week. PG&E counts that it lost 900 transformers. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email them for the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Why, thank you. And today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com. Find out what's happening with their sales and special events. So the deal is, George Bush used the appearance of the empty suit that is the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki in a little White House puppet show slash press conference yesterday to announce a new partnership, conceived to be, as the president said, a joint committee to achieve Iraqi self-reliance. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what we need, a new committee. You know what they say about committees? They suck. Of course, this is a joint committee, so it's going to suck, and then hold its breath, and then coughingly exhale, and send out for double bacon burgers with chili cheese fries and strawberry malts. Strawberry malts. But you got to admit, this new partnership is an exciting development, obviously designed to replace the current partnership of failure, not to mention the previous partnerships of futility and desperation, the old partnership of inadequacy, the original partnerships of uselessness, and pretty much every partnership you can think of, including the one forged between Sears and Roebuck when they opened up the dry goods store in Mitchell Street in Chicago back in 1912. Committees, partnerships, consultants, commissions, delegations, doesn't matter what you use, George. You're the one who put our kids in the harm's way, and instead of looking for a way to save your political butt, one of these days, you're going to get it through your thick skull that the only way to do it is bring our troops home now. You dickweed. And that's your Burst of Durst for today. Well-deserved applause.
Thing of beauty.
Thank you, Mother.
Yeah, although you're more optimistic than I am. He will catch on. He will eventually.
One of these days, he's going to get it through that thick skull of his.
Oh, you optimistic man.
I believe it. A committee. Do you believe that? A joint partnership. A committee.
Of course I do.
Yeah, that's going
to
fix it.
To give the appearance of progress.
There is no progress. We're backsliding.
No, there's a committee now. That's progress.
No. We're on the verge of a... there is an argument about what's happening in Iraq. We don't know if we're on the verge of a civil war, we're in the middle of a civil war, or we're just instigating a civil war.
You know, the AP had the whole thing about Tony Snow being asked the other day whether Bush acknowledges that it's now a civil war. Why are we waiting for Bush to acknowledge reality? Why are we using him as a filter on it? It's not true until Bush says it is, and we know he's not acquainted with reality all that much to begin with. What difference does it make whether he agrees it's happening?
It's the same thing that the Republicans use with global warming. You know, if you all you got to do is convince those three scientists from the oil companies that global warming exists, and then we'll agree with. Well, you're never going to get. There's always going to be one guy. If you got 50% of America that still believes that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. We just need guys out there to lie. We just need them to lie on our side. Just say stuff that doesn't make sense. Bush, you know, Bush has syphilis, and he's crazy. I'm just going to keep repeating that until all of America starts. You know, Bush has syphilis, and he's gone crazy.
So that's 50% true, so yeah. The other 50% might well be true.
No, all we got to do is get enough people to say it, and eventually people in Iowa go, you know what I heard.
Although, did you hear ExxonMobil has set another record for quarterly profits?
I'm shocked.
Yeah. As soon as you said global warming, I thought, pardon me, they have set the second largest record for quarterly profits.
They didn't beat their first quarter?
Well, that's just it. They hold the first, too. So now they have the first and the second. While California swelters to death, you know.
Well, not here.
Not here anymore.
Not here.
Not here anymore. You know, my thermostat actually started flashing OL for overload because it could no longer acknowledge how hot it was in the house last week.
Really? It only goes up to 120?
It goes up to 99. It doesn't have a 30. Oh, when it hit 100 in the house.
It just goes OL.
It went.
I didn't know there was an L setting on my thermostat.
Yeah.
I knew there was an O, but yeah.
Yeah, it's shorthand for, oh, please, God, no.
We were leaving yesterday from the Hotel Vitale where we always have this little show. We broadcast every morning, 7 to 10. We actually have a live studio audience. We have a camera crew setting up. It's very exciting here right now. But leaving, and there was a guy waiting in the parking lot to get out, and he said it was 120 at his house on Sunday. 120. And I said, you know what? That's a setting on my oven.
Yes. Yes, that's the drying fruit setting.
It is.
It's just become little dehydrated ships of people.
No, that's my caramel corn setting. So all we need is a little caramel covering.
But you know what? You can never tie... Okay, I am married to a scientist. You can never tie a particular weather incidence to global warming. You can't say, in 2006 we had a hot...
But you know what? But there are patterns.
Even though you can't tie this month's weather to global warming, I think it will raise awareness. Because when you talk about global warming and people hear about, I mean, God forbid, it's heartbreaking that polar bears are drowning, but people don't see polar bears every day. But when they know that the dairy cows are falling over dead,
or 580 is
up in the
buckling.
Field, 580 is buckling, the price of milk is going to go up because the cows that live can't give milk because it's too hot. All of a sudden, it has a new reality. This is going to be a taste of what it's like.
But how many times do you have to get hit on the head to realize the mallet is hard when 8 of the hottest 10 years on the face of the recorded planet have been the last 8 years? 8 of the hottest 10 years. I mean, that, you know, is there no pattern?
Not for Exxon.
Well, the tobacco industry also, there's no correlation between smoking and lung disease.
Well, yeah, okay, you know, I have to put a plug in here for my employer, Mother Jones Radio, because if you go back to Mother Jones Magazine, and it's now an award-winning issue about global warming and how all the naysayers, 99% of the naysayers, be they scientists or nonprofits, et cetera, are tied to ExxonMobil money. It's really worth looking. It doesn't
really
cost anything. You don't have to subscribe to the magazine to go find that. You just go to motherjones.com and look that up. There's a revelation about the people who argue against global warming.
That is Angie Coiro, who we call our stunt Willie Brown. She's here keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We have a great hour coming up. Of course, we have Mr. Bob Summerby, who will join us from the Daily Howler, as he does every Thursday on DC Thursday.
What fun.
But also, PJ O'Rourke is going to be here live in the studio at the Downtown Hotel Vitale right here. It's a wonderful Thursday morning, a bit brisk, but we're keeping it real, and we're cool, and we're on 960 The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostick.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bob Wicken. Katyusha rockets fall on northern Israel, sparking fires. CNN's Anderson Cooper reporting from Kiryat Shemona. One lands on a laundry detergent warehouse.
We were actually driving around Kiryat Shemona when we saw the smoke from the rocket. We arrived actually just right before the first fire truck got here.
CNN military analyst, retired Major General Don Shepard, says Hezbollah may have the capacity to reach even deeper into Israel.
The Zelzal missile, it's got a range of 120 miles, so even if north of the Litani, if the Hezbollah can fire the Zelzal rocket, you can hit well into Israel, including Jerusalem and Tel Aviv.
Israel's cabinet meeting to decide if a ground war will widen. We asked CNN's Fanula Sweeney what decision they reached.
It has decided not to for the time being, but it is calling up more reservists in preparation for any further developments. That's how the cabinet statement puts it.
In southern Lebanon today, Israeli warplanes targeting a 10-story building in Tyre, thought to be a Hezbollah headquarters. The explosion sending nervous residents into the streets.
Civilians are really bearing the brunt of the violence. We visited local hospitals, and they're almost overflowing with civilians. Oftentimes, these are civilians that were fleeing north, and as the roads are being bombed, they're getting caught up in those bombs.
In the U.S., the number of heat-related deaths in California is rising. CNN's Jim Roop joining us live from Los Angeles.
Well, there are more than 80 right now, Bob, that they suspect are heat-related. The largest concentration have occurred in the Central Valley. Fresno County Coroner's Office equipped to handle about 20 bodies, but Deputy Coroner Lori Cervantes says the body count now stands at 43.
This is very unusual. In all my years as a deputy coroner, which include 21, I've never seen anything like this.
In some instances, bodies are stacked two to a gurney. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN Los Angeles.
The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
It's 8:04 at 960 The Quick. I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by Hyundai. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Slow traffic through the Pleasanton area. 580 westbound after Doherty. Car stalled in the right lane. Two-car crash now out of the lanes and sitting on the shoulder. There's some brake lights past it. 680 southbound at North Main Street. 680 24 interchange, pretty busy anyway. But 24 from Lafayette to the Caldecott, a little bit better than normal this morning. No problems in the Peninsula or North Bay at the moment. Hyundai. The Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, and people are invited to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. If you're ready to start your challenge, head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. Check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. Floyd Landis won the Tour de France, or did he? We have headlines in a couple of minutes. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie and the fabulous Angie Coiro today on 960 The Quake.
Pimp slapping the smug face of complacency with the iron fingers of the truth. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. And as Willie Brown, we have, of course, Miss Angie Coiro from Mother Jones Radio is joining us here. She's filling in quite admirably. And Willie Brown is going to be on the phone with us in just a little bit. But right now, our guest, author, raconteur, TV show host, and guest extraordinaire, Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
How you doing?
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me here.
National Lampoon Magazine,
yeah.
On to political stuff.
Yeah, Rolling Stone for many years, the lone Republican at Rolling Stone.
Oh, that's right.
Can we backtrack? Does your business card say raconteur? Because if it doesn't, it should.
Yeah, it would say it if I could spell it.
Oh.
Is it T-E-U-R or T-E-U-R?
I got radio.
T-E-U-R.
I got radio spelling. My spelling is, like my face, is radio ready.
But you're P.J. O'Rourke. You have people, don't you? Your people spell that for you?
My poor wife. I have a person.
Okay.
And you are one of the few conservative humorists out there, trust me.
No. I am one of the few intentional conservative humorists. There are lots and lots of funny conservatives out there, but I'm actually doing it on purpose, at least some of the time.
Intentionally.
Yeah.
What are you doing now? There's a camera crew here. You have a bunch of people.
I love a camera crew on a radio show. Don't you think that is?
The lights actually help.
Imagine how we radio people feel about that.
PJ
and everything.
I'm working on a BBC Project, we're doing a piece about an hour-long piece about California politics, focusing on the governors. Where do you find them? Of course, I asked the Brits, where did you get Prince Chuck? I mean, you guys got a lot of nerve asking us where we get our governors. But, you know, they consider this to basically a Mars visit for them, you know, or, you know, Jupiter, a turnaround Jupiter, you know, someplace really alien. And it's kind of my job to explain that it may look really weird from the outside, but if you get inside it, you find out that it's really a lot weirder than that.
And that brings you to California specifically.
Yes, exactly. They looked at all the different nutty places in America, and which one leapt to mind?
Will Durst.
Will Durst.
No. State of California.
State of California.
Golden-plated state. And I got to tell you, we are of two minds of having Schwarzenegger as our governor. For one thing, you know, we are a larger-than-life state. We consider ourselves that.
And also, you got a governor that can, now that Jesse Ventura is out, can whip the butt of any other governor in the other 49.
Our governor could put your governor's eyes out with his nipple.
Or he could drive over.
Who else can say that?
Nobody. No other state has got that. If Jesse Ventura were still in, that would be a great...
But what I'm worried about is, where is Carl Weathers right now? Because he was the third star of Predator. And the first... He's probably trolling Wyoming looking for a state house.
He may be governor of some obscure state that we don't even know about as we speak. Yeah.
The 51st state. Yeah. What have you found in California?
What have we found in California? Well...
memorable, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's funny. It's like my original visit to California back in the late 60s. I don't remember a thing about what we've done.
He was here.
I was, and I have the lack of memories to prove it. Yeah, we don't know yet. You know, we're going to make it up once we get all the footage and we look at the footage. We did find that nobody really important would talk to us.
The BBC.
Yeah, the BBC. Yeah, well, but you know, in the first place, they're going. And how many British television viewers are going to vote?
Are registered
to vote in California? So where's the upside to this?
BBC America can't hear. Yeah. We have BBC America. So
well, that's true.
It counts.
Speaking of life on Mars, great little show.
And so I think, you know, they're basically looking, okay, our guy says something dumb, and it goes out over the Internet, and the entire world sees it, you know. Our guy says something smart, it means nothing, you know, so it's all downside.
But this is fine with me, actually.
This is fine with me because you do not cover politics by covering politicians. If you go straight to the politician and you ask them straight out, you know, are you crazy? Are you a crook? Is this a smart thing we're doing in Iraq or a dumb thing? You know, they did not get where they are by being dumb enough to tell us the truth.
You know,
I mean, they may be pretty dumb, but they're
once
not
in a while
that
it
dumb.
Slips out.
Once
I
in
imagine.
A while it slips out, or it slips out, or they say something like, I am not a crook. One of those things, if it needs saying, you know. It's like going to a car dealer and the first thing he says, I'm not a crook.
Well,
I think I'll check the other car dealer. I'm out of here.
Speaking of PJ O'Rourke, he's working for the BBC right now, but he's joining us here on 960 The Quake. I'm sorry. The mayor ain't here, you know.
Yeah,
but trust me, it's not our fault. He's the big dog.
Well,
okay,
we know
he
what
decides
happened.
He's going to split. He split.
I'm gonna ask him. Like, he's going to call in.
Yes,
right?
He is.
Okay, so we got
the
President Bush is signing
the Voting Rights Act,
which he did everything to keep from it turning into law, but he's signing it. And so they're having a big signing ceremony. So he's making a good thing out of this, even though he was opposed to it, as far as I can tell, or something on that order. I may be all wrong. Who knows? I haven't been covering this particular, so I'm making this up. But
No.
I'm just thinking, okay, why did Willie got the notice to come out to the White House like yesterday about 4 in the afternoon?
Monday night.
Well, Monday night.
And
okay,
he didn't decide to go until yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Why is this? We know this signing has been coming for a long time. I mean, why is this invitation so late from the White House? I'm thinking this. They're sitting around there, a bunch of Republicans. I'm a Republican. I know Republicans are sitting around. They're going, wait a minute. We don't have a Negro.
Bang on.
Does anybody know? Does anybody know a Negro?
Condoleezza Rice.
No, not really.
Not really.
Colin Powell.
Does anyone know
he's not talking
Negro?
To us. Colin Powell Al's mad, you know. And no,
Terrell
no,
Owens.
Maybe. Or maybe not, you know. They're going, I think Willie Brown might be one.
We'll have to look up his most recent credentials.
I don't think he's mad at us. Or, I mean, you know, or maybe he's so mad at us he's gone around to the other side, you know, and he's willing to come here. And so I think that's where the invitation basically came from.
And that's
so
where
we'll ask Willie that when he calls in.
The Voting Rights Act was signed at 6 a.m. Pacific time this morning, so the ceremony is probably over. I heard Paul said that he was on a bus, which that, to me,
they send a bus. Oh, you go to the White House and they send you a bus. Not a big black limo with armor plating.
And they made him sit in the back of the bus.
I knew the back of the bus. The back of the bus joke was just, it was there. It was low fruit.
I know. There for the plucking.
Yeah. It's funny. I was doing a corporate gig, a bunch of Republicans, and they came up to me. And
there's no other kind of corporate gig, incidentally.
Well, I call union gigs corporate gigs, which really pisses them off. But the guy came up to me and he said, well, you know, I understand that you're going to take on Bush. And I said, yeah. And I said, you know, I'll take on both sides because I understand how this works. And trust me, there's plenty of material Kerry and the fact that the Democrats have no spine and they're trying to use the stem cell research in order to grow one. So
Democrats grow a spine.
And he said the same exact, well, I don't want you to pick on the president because right now he's really low-hanging fruit.
He's.
That's what they said about President Bush.
I said. Let's get this clear. Let's get our terminology clear here. You know, nobody calls this president of the United States a fruit.
When don't you attack the president because it's too easy?
Shut us all up for the past 50 years?
Oh, come on! I mean, did Republicans stay away from picking on Clinton because he was low hanging fruit in the last 3 years?
That means a whole different thing.
Answer no.
The only fruit that would fit would be coconuts. And he had large ones.
Yes,
he still does.
No,
and the fact that Lieberman is calling. What about the political races? Are you going to try to cover them? You know, we got a governor's race going on.
No, because basically this thing we're doing for the BBC is going to be done and in the can before the actual race comes up. So we've got to do that kind of wonderful design. You're familiar with this, where you got to make the jokes fit no matter what the outcome is.
You got to be evergreen.
Yeah, evergreen. Yes, it's got to be the joke that hangs from the rear view mirror in the car and always smells like pine.
Doesn't have to be fur shaped.
So in a sense we can't actually cover the political race. I think somewhere deep down in our id we're pretty sure that Schwarzenegger's gonna win because, you know, what is the alternative? I mean, it was kind of like the
I think the only way he can lose is by declaring war in Nevada.
I don't know. You said it first, and it might be a great strategy, you know, because there is some anger towards Nevada. People have been moving there.
That's true.
You know, and California is upset about incoming immigration, but also upset about outgoing emigration.
Because they're taking all the money with them.
Yeah. You know, I have fixed the immigration problem, if I could only get anybody to listen to me.
Oh, cool.
And here's my opportunity. I'm for letting everybody into America, but every time somebody comes to America, we get to get rid of somebody who's in America already.
And who gets to decide?
Ah, there's the rub.
Me.
Me. Yes, in a word, me.
Want P.J. O'Rourke and Bill Durst in a room and let him fight it out.
Yeah. Wouldn't this be fun, you know, I mean, to... somebody's coming across to pick artichokes, you know, just some random guy's coming across from El Salvador to pick artichokes, and we get to get rid of
Bill Frist.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, now you go.
I don't know. It's just such a rich opportunity to get rid of people. I'm not thinking actually of anybody specific. I'm thinking of people who were sitting next to me the last time I had to fly transcontinental tourist class. You know, when I was trapped between the 855-pound guy with a bad cough and the Jehovah's Witness. You know, one of them is going. You know, when the artichoke picker arrives.
But you know what? They're voting for you to go.
That's probably true, but I've got this sort of worked out. I was thinking, like, what would make democracy great? You know, I was really trying to have a serious... And why not a lottery system? I mean, could we do worse by just picking people at random than we do by voting for them?
Our guest is Shirley Jackson here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Okay.
It's PJ O'Rourke, actually.
But then I was thinking, okay, we got to limit this pool like a jury pool. I mean, there are certain people that are going to have to be, you know, eliminated from this lottery pool where we just select people. And I was thinking of all the qualifications that I think are important for somebody, you know, that they should be over 50. You know, that they should have kids, you know, because you don't know much about bossing people around unless you got kids and so on and so forth. I kept writing this list of things that how to narrow the pool of people we would pick at random. And I realized when I got down to the end that I'd narrowed it down to me.
There you go.
So I exile
myself.
And I'm not a crook, incidentally. I just want to make
on the air on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, we have Mr. Willie Brown.
Hello.
Hey, Willie. How you doing? It's PJ O'Rourke. I haven't seen you since we were on the Bill Maher show. Remember, I hugged I'm the guy that hugged the liberal.
How are you?
I'm well.
How are you, sir? Have you gotten back from the signing ceremony?
I am sitting at the airport waiting for an airplane. I'm going to catch a 12:40 flight back to San Francisco so I can be back there for this movie screening we're doing tonight.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, we want to know, we've been wanting to know, Mr. Mayor, how, as a close, long-term, close Bush political ally, how come you got invited to this is what we want to know.
Well, it appears as if they must have picked my name out of a hat because I saw everybody I've ever known in life was there. As a matter of fact, I spent quite a bit of time talking to Karl Rove while I was there.
Get out of here.
No, I talked to Karl Rove. I started with a couple of Latino members of Congress from down in Southern California. I graduated to Nancy Pelosi and Charlie Ringel. Then I went from Joe Biden to Ted Kennedy to Karl Rove, and then to Sam Brownback, the senator from Kansas.
You know, it sounds like there were a lot of darn Democrats at this. Is Bush getting confused about which political party he belongs to? Or
Willie, we have some news headlines we got to get to. You hang on with us. We'll get back with not just you, but also P.J. O'Rourke and Angie Coyro. My name is Will Durst, and we have John Scott in the newsroom. All Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Morning, 819 at 960 The Quake. If you like normal Bay Area weather, we got it for you today. Fog on the coast, the only place we'll see 90s, and the Bay Area will be way inland, Fairfield, Antioch. So 50s coast today, 70s around the Bay, and upper 80s in the East Bay. Here's the headlines this hour. Floyd Landis' dramatic comeback on the Tour de France could be tainted. The Swiss-based Phonak team says it's been notified by that sport's governing body that the American tested positive for what they call an unusual level of testosterone/epitestosterone. After stage 17 of the race last Thursday, the investigation fully underway. Warning that a victory for Hezbollah is a victory for world terror, Israel's justice minister vows that it's not going to stop bombing or any of its military action until they disarm the militant group. As Israeli airstrikes continue today, the Air Force has bombed villages before ground forces go in. In fact, one of the generals for the Israeli military says they're not villages, but rather military bases from which Hezbollah operates. San Mateo County's transit system looking for a few more riders and a few more bucks, too. SamTrans officials are scouring routes and seeing if they're doing their most efficient work. They may consider a mix of fare hikes, service realignments, or both. While agencies like Caltrain and BART have seen ridership spikes due to high gas prices, SamTrans has actually lost a few riders during that same time period. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. You can call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
The home of Will Durst and Willie Brown, 960 The Quake.
It's 8:23 here and Keeping It Real with Will, Willie, Angie, PJ, Paul is here. We have Chris Mason on the board. There's a bunch of us. Alan in the studio. It's a cooperative effort, and you out there listening to us here on 960 The Quake.
At least we hope there's someone out there listening.
They're all in here. It sounds like.
Willie Brown is speaking to us by telephone from Dulles Airport, from I think the red carpet lounge at United, and he's on his way back here. He just spent the morning. Where was the ceremony? Was it in the East Room, South Lawn?
It was on the South Lawn.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact. So
they wouldn't actually let you in the house, right?
Remember, it's a White House. I don't know for a person of my color.
And was it an exciting? Was it inspirational?
It was inspirational because you had the relatives of Fannie Lou Hamer there, you had all of the King children there, and you had the family of Rosie Parks there. Then you had Julian Bond and Bruce Gordon, head of the Civil Rights Organization called the NAACP. You had Jesse Jackson, a legendary figure, Dorothy Hyatt, and then you had Joe Laurie, whom the Bush made fun of. You had all series of African-American congresspersons, Charlie Ringel, Barbara Lee, just a whole class of that crowd. You had U.S. senators. You had Patrick Leahy, who bragged about the fact that he had two white grandkids and two black grandkids. And so it was quite an event.
It sounds like George Bush would have had to have a cheat sheet to identify half those people. Did he have a little hidden list?
As a matter of fact, yeah, that's what he did. He read from a list of about, I don't know, the list of about 10 or 12 names. He made about 7 minutes of remarks, and then he disappeared. I mean, really disappeared. On the other hand, Karl Rove left, I think, after the last person left. I think he helped him clean up the lawn.
Well, Carl's fighting for his job, and but what we want to know is what were you and Carl talking about? What was going on there?
I was trying to convince him that he had to do Air America, and he promised when he comes to California, and he said he is coming to California. I assume he means for the Schwarzenegger elections. He is going to come visit with us. He was fascinated with the fact that we had the show, and I told him that there was something called the burst of Durst that I was going to send him, but he should not hold that against me because I constantly disassociated myself from those remarks.
We only let him in the studio if he files the scuff marks off his cloven hooves.
Yes.
If you're going to be a conservative, you got to be able to take the heat. Because, I mean, one of the things I feel about being a conservative, and I want to tell this to my fellow conservatives out there, is that we are always going to the American people and saying to them, we can do less for you. Elect us, and you'll get lots less from us. In the long run, I feel philosophically that's a good thing, but it's a hard sell. And so you have to be tough, and you have to. He has to be tough enough to come on the show.
Well, he will be. At least that's what he says to me. He said he would. As a matter of fact, a couple of people who have been on the show were there from the congressional delegation, and they urged him to go on the show. He seemed quite jovial, though. He seemed quite at home. He was a man like they just told him he wasn't going to get indicted. It was really good.
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. Willie Brown is in the red carpet lounge of the United Airlines terminal at Dulles Airport in D.C. He'll be back tomorrow. He'll be right now. We have P.J. O'Rourke joining us, along with Angie Coiro from Mother Jones Radio.
Indeed.
Here on 960 The Quake.
I have to ask you this. When they invite you to this sort of thing, do they treat for everything? Or are you paying your own ticket? Just curious.
Oh, no. You pay your ticket. These are very, very poor people. When it comes to,
they were a lot richer before Enron, yeah.
When it comes to, giving sponsorships, they don't give scholarship money, they don't give sponsorships, they have no idea what purpose actually means, but they knew, they understood the Voting Rights Act.
For 25 years, they're going to have to live with it.
Well, he was quite proud of the fact that he was in a position where he was signing what Lyndon Johnson had created. And almost without notes, he referenced John Lewis and the role he played in the March to Selma that triggered the Voting Rights Act. And so it was quite a ceremony.
It sounds like fun. Who all was there? Who was with him?
Who was there from the other side? I mean, we got a long list of Democrats, but
yeah.
I mean, who were the Republicans that were there?
Was Frist or
nobody?
Oh, really?
No, it was too early in the morning for the Reaps.
We didn't have Trent Lott going up there and bringing Strom Thurmond's legacy back to the South Lawn.
No, let me tell you something. It was too hot for anybody with a hairpiece.
But Willie, I got to ask you: did Bush give any indication that he wasn't exactly the greatest proponent of the renewal of the Voting Rights Act? Did he give any wink whatsoever to the fact that he'd rather not be there signing that?
Oh, let me tell you, he acted as if it was the proudest moment of his life. As a matter of fact, he repeated that exact phrase two or three times, and he was comfortable, appeared to be comfortable, in his references of anecdotal references of what the benefits have flowed from it. I don't know, somebody prepared him very well for his performance this morning, because it was a performance. But it was clear that it was a performance because he ran out of there. He got off that stage like somebody was after him.
Little monkey boy's tired of dancing, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of thing that just just totally ticks me off about politics. Because there were, as in point of fact, there were arguments for not renewing or for modifying the vote. I mean, it was a very different situation we face with voting rights now than we faced at the time this law was written. And just, you know, I mean, Bush, you got to be honest about this. You got to be honest about this stuff, saying, look, this is not exactly the law that I wanted, but there are some things in this law that are really important to some people in America, and I'm happy to sign it even though I don't support it 100%. I mean, that kind of honesty, I think, I don't know. You know,
dream
what I mean?
On, Big River.
Yeah, God, you know, what am I smoking in this hour of the morning? That's what comes from being in San Francisco. You know, that wake up call to the pot dealer.
That isn't fog, man. That's bong.
That's secondhand smoke.
Willie Brown, thanks for joining us here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. I'll be there with bells on.
Well, that's not really necessary. In fact, it doesn't really even work on radio to have bells on.
No, I want to hear that jingle bell.
No. You don't understand. For our listeners, I have to be dressed.
I'll keep you warm, Willie.
We'll see you tomorrow. Safe flight.
All right, see you tomorrow, guys.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie. That was Willie Brown. We have PJ O'Rourke with us, and Angie Coiro is filling in as Stunt Willie here in Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And now, John Scott with the news.
With pleasure, Will. Thanks. It's 8:32. Start with traffic in the Crown 4 Traffic Center. And it's brought to us by Mattress Discounters. A couple of things on our board right now. San Jose 280 southbound at the 880 interchange. Some scrap metal fell out of a truck. It was on the road, then a car ran over it. Now it's blocking the right lane. Two-car crash blocking the right lane at 580 westbound at 150th. On the northbound Nimitz through Oakland at 98th Avenue, there's a car out of gas in the number 2 lane. Now out of the lanes and on the shoulder, an accident. 101 northbound before Hellier. Metering lights are on. Back up to the Grand Avenue off-ramp. Coming to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, and for a limited time, you'll save up to $250 with instant rebates on select Simmons Beauty Rest and Sealy Posturepedic mattress sets. And you get up to 12 months free financing on approved credit. Mattress Discounters, quality brands at discount prices. You check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. Sunny today and beautiful. 50s on the coast, 70s around the bay, upper 80s in the East Bay. Here are the headlines this hour. San Jose Mayor Ron Gonzalez pleaded not guilty to public corruption charges for his part in a garbage company-related scheme. The judge in the case set a trial date for May of next year, 5 months after Gonzalez is scheduled to leave office. We are now cooling, finally. Reasonable high temperatures are the norm today. But earlier this week, the state collectively sucked down nearly 50,000 megawatts of electricity. We don't need to give you the scientific explanation, but just know that that's a level that wasn't expected at any time until 2010. Californians rank global warming among their top three environmental concerns, saying it's more of a problem than water pollution and pollution in general. The survey done by the Public Policy Institute of California finds that we are increasingly listing global warming as our most important environmental issue. San Francisco's unionized hotel workers and their allies will march to voice their determination to get their contract work out. It'll start in Union Square this afternoon at 4:15. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie, 866-960-KQKE, or email them from the contact page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. It's 8:34 on 960 The Quake.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, find out how you can get your free brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 3-year warranty. Absolutely free. Call now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5534. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5534. That's 1-800-997-5534.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Hey, I know. Let's go to Togo's. You know, I'm not one to rave about salads, but I'm telling you, their salads are excellent.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Go ahead, take a vacation in your own backyard, and we're going to help. All week long, listen to Bay Area Backyard Escapes, a special news department series highlighting some of the unique locations the Bay Area residents can get away to, and we want to hear from you. Log on to our website, quakeradio.com, and share your best backyard vacation stories with us. The winning entry will get an all-expenses-paid cruise for four on board a hornblower yacht.
Visit quakeradio.com and download your favorite shows, guests, and features. Updated every day from 960 The Quake.
San Francisco Nights. But this is way different than the night. This is San Francisco Morning at 8:38 a.m., 960 a.m. We're keeping it real with Will, Willie, Angie, and PJ, and we have a caller, Jeff in San Francisco. He wants to ask PJ something. What do you got, Jeff?
PJ O'Rourke, I've been kind of following your career, and I know you're a professed small L libertarian. Is that correct?
That's true. I let anybody do anything they want, but I'm a Republican libertarian. I want to let anybody do anything they want, but I want to make a buck off it.
Well, very good. Well, you know, this is my favorite kind of Republican, and because I've called in and I explained that I've dealt with my deep depression and distress over this current administration and GOP Congress by kind of, you know, going over to the dark side, so to speak, and I'm planning on voting for a lot of Democrats. How do you deal with your, I must assume that some of what's going on in this country must be causing you a little bit of angst.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So how do you deal with it?
I try and take scotch is the short answer to that. but the long answer is I try and take the philosophical view that there are two parties in America. There's the stupid party and there's the silly party. I have decided to align myself with the stupid party.
I'm with the silly party.
You're with the silly party. It's one of these choices you have to make because I'd rather
I like the hats. We have better
hats. There's no doubt about that. Silly Party has better hats. But I would just, I'd rather be smarter than the people in office than sillier than the people in office. It's just, you know, you are not going to be happy no matter where you put yourself on this. I mean, you can start your own little third party and be a real nut. You know?
The morose party.
The morose party, yeah. Yeah, the drunken stoned party, you know.
You go. Silly, stupid, and stoned.
That's the greens.
I think we're talking cross-section here, guys.
Silly, stupid, and stoned. What will it be this election day?
Bob Summerby coming at us from Baltimore, outside the beltway, but within one of the belt loops. Thanks for joining us here. PJ O'Rourke is one of our guests.
I've heard. I've set myself up as the complaining party. So
oh, the complaining party, yep. The ones that live next door to me. I know you guys.
I think it's a majority party, to tell you the truth.
Right now,
you got a big
always has been.
Away, and PJ came in.
Yes, well, Willie is in your part of the country right now. He's
right.
Winging his way westward as we speak. But PJ came in. He's here for the BBC, joining us. He's on his little tour of the Golden Plated State, trying to find out if we have dreams, and if so, what they are. What are the dreams in D.C. right now, Bob Summerby?
Well, we've got everybody here this week now, that along with the mayor. We also got the Iraqi prime minister and Barry Bonds. So pretty much...
Ooh, a threefer. And
the post had quite a time of it when Barry had a bad day on, I guess, Tuesday night.
Oh man, last night was ugly too.
Yeah.
But I promise not to get into it, because Angie just gives me that chest teaching dog look every time I talk about sports.
I'm sports ignorant, we all
no,
know.
No, we're all challenged
he
somewhere.
He plays baseball, right?
Yeah.
He plays baseball or steroids or
yeah,
something
it's
like
a,
that?
Yeah, it's a game played on a large green place. Yeah, there's a little white ball, but not so little as golf, but a lot smaller than basketball, and they throw it, and somebody, and there's a stick.
Yeah,
I'll explain later.
Totally
the stick has to do with your intestine, yeah. Right? I mean, that's a doping thing.
That's not
just
urine.
An excuse to take drugs.
So Al Maliki spoke to Congress yesterday.
I'm trying to sort out the story on this. They're sort of, you know, it seems like he and Bush agree on one thing. They agree that the terrorists must be defeated. Here's the downside. They don't agree on who the terrorists are.
This makes for policy confusion. Now, this is just an invitation to policy confusion.
We're going to reach a consensus one of these days.
Yeah, but it's funny. Everyone's arguing about who wrote the speech, you know, because the speech was kind of very Bush-friendly. And, I don't know. I mean, wouldn't it be more sensible to have him give the speech he wants to give in Arabic, and then we can just translate it any way we want?
We don't have any translators. We proved that with the whole weapons of mass destruction and intelligence.
Yeah,
we do not have anyone in the entire government who speaks Arabic.
Have someone give the speech that the Bush admin likes to the Congress.
But the problem here is that when they go to find a translator, that person is probably an Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
You're not going to necessarily get the... Yeah, they'll have to go down to Guantanamo to find somebody who speaks Arabic, and you're not necessarily going to get the translation you want from that guy. You know?
That's what I'm saying. No translation. Just
no translation. Oh, I see. Just let him do it in Arabic, and we all like sort of intuit from his body language what it is he meant. Yeah.
He gives his speech in Arabic. We give our speech in English. Everyone goes home happy. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, not if Bush is talking. It's not going to be in English.
I'm not sure.
You need a translator. What did he say?
I'm not sure Al Maliki wants to go home.
Well, that
who
was
would you.
That was a in some areas, but I don't know.
Which brings up the immigration issue. Where's that guy's green card?
This whole idea that somehow Iraq was supposed to find its inner Switzerland somehow, and suddenly. agree with the U.S. on Israel. I mean, honest to God, it's just, it's bizarre, but...
Bob Summerby is our guest here on Keeping It Real with Will, Willie, Angie, and PJ. And 960 The Quake.
Now, Will, I'm going to suggest to listeners a very important TV event tonight, and people are going to think I'm crazy, and many of your listeners will think this is the stupidest thing, and it is the stupidest thing. That's why I'm recommending it. You know what I'm talking about?
What is that?
Ann Coulter on Hardball tonight.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, now there are two fastest talking people on Earth.
Yeah. But that's not the
first
now,
thing you think get, of is how fast they talk.
Oh, yeah.
I can't
who will get a word in edgewise?
Chris Matthews and Ann Coulter?
Yeah. I mean, well, she's louder, but he's quicker.
Yeah.
Now, what's which is going to win? Loud
he's
or quick?
Loud.
Well, he's pretty loud, he's but she's pretty. Louder.
She's louder than
him. Do you suppose she'll expound on her concept that Bill Clinton is a closet homosexual?
Yeah. Now, this is.
What?
This is
you didn't
why
hear
I suggest, this is why I suggest that people watch this, because this is.
This is unmissable television.
This is a sign. Of how we've reached a point where there's nothing so stupid that it won't be put. By the way, it's not like this is a slow news week. Can I say that right now?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
how could we possibly kill an hour this week with the lack of news?
And we wonder, we people with, say, you know, IQs in the low three digits, wonder why we're semi-unemployed, you know? I mean, what? This is the race to the bottom. They've driven us out.
Well, we're past the bottom. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
she
yeah.
went on the Donnie Deutsch show this week and made this idiotic, raised this idiotic point, and MSNBC couldn't move fast enough to start promoting this, and we're going to get it on the air, and it's going to be very... And, of course, and by the way, Matthews doesn't really like Coulter. He's not going to be playing it. You know, it'll be a little...
This is must-watch TV.
Oh, it's, you know, it goes back to... this takes me back to the summer of 99 when Jennifer Flowers, who we all recall... was invited on first Hardball, then Hannity and Combs, to discuss her new website, which featured her Clinton murder list.
Oh, yeah.
You may not remember
Bob Summerby of the Daily Howler. You can go to dailyhowler.com. And, Bob, I don't know if you know, but I'm starting the rumor that George Bush has syphilis, and he's actually slowly going crazy. So that's my rumor that I'm putting out there. Maybe I'll get on Hardball. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. You have
not crazy enough to get on Hardball.
Keep it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. Let's check the latest news headlines with John Scott.
With pleasure, Will. Thanks. 847. Sunny today and beautiful. 50s on the coast, 70s around the bay, upper 80s in the East Bay. Here's what's happening this hour. Al-Qaeda's second-in-command accuses Arab governments of complicity in Israel's battles against Hezbollah in Lebanon and the Palestinians in Gaza. Ayman al-Zawahiri is calling for Muslims to unify against Israel. So the Grand Prix of San Jose is this weekend. Big crowds expected. San Jose police aren't expecting too much trouble, but they are expecting a lot of traffic for the race. There'll be extra officers on duty, but they'll be focusing on handling traffic. There were only 3 Grand Prix-related arrests last year, and those were people who were loaded. Californians rank global warming among their top 3 environmental concerns, saying it's more of a problem than water pollution or pollution in general, the annual survey conducted by the nonprofit Public Policy Institute of California. The State Department of Fish and Game still trying to figure out what caused an estimated 1,000 fish to suddenly die late last month and early this month wash up on South Bay shores. People began reporting striped bass, sturgeon, and bat rays floating belly up in the water on the shore in the stretch of bay from Hayward to San Leandro and between the Dumbarton and San Mateo Bridge. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie, 866-960-KQKE, or email them from the Contact Us page at QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. It's 848 on 960, The Quake.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude.
Amigo.
El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
The View from the Left, for people like us. 960, The Quake.
Can't you hear me knocking? We're knocking on your radio. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. With Angie Coiro from Mother Jones Radio filling in on this Thursday morning.
This is fun.
July 27th.
Yeah.
It is 8:52 a.m. Man, we're almost 2 hours into it. This thing is just shooting right on by.
Almost time to get up. By my clock.
You know, I'm finding this very interesting, this whole a.m. thing.
Oh,
I really like it, you know, except for the not being able to, you know, get kicked out of a bar at 2 a.m.
I'd
have been 86 from a bar in a long time.
Yeah.
Although it might happen this weekend. We're going to Vegas. We're going to see Sir Elton John.
That is so cool.
In Vegas. So, of course, they don't have bar time, so they can't kick me out. Now, normally in this segment, regular listeners know that we do What Would Willie Do?, where we ask the mayor an unrehearsed question, and because of his wisdom and sagacity, he provides us with an extemporaneous piece of genius. What would Angie do?
Oh, you want extemporaneous genius?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Got to come up with a question, too. I don't have a question. What would Angie do?
The answer is yes, blue and 12. That's my sagacity.
The answer to everything, yeah. Thanks for joining. How did you get into radio? How did you start doing this?
I was actually in my home ec class, and you had to learn how to sew and how to cook, and at the end of it, there was a fashion show of everything you had sewn, and I managed to construct a beach bag with the pattern still stuck inside because nobody told me to take the pattern off the top.
And you had to wear only that?
That was it. There was a fashion show, and they said, well, she's the only one in the class who can't be in the fashion show, so we'll make her the narrator.
Oh, far out.
And then the principal said, that's a good voice. Do you want to do the school announcements? And that's how I got into radio.
Oh, far out.
That's really it, because I am inept in everything to do with home ec. That's why I'm in radio.
Principal. It's kind of how we all got into this line of work, isn't it?
How did you?
I was going to be a poet and a novelist, and I was going to write novels that, you know, you'd read like Ulysses and you'd go, or you'd read Finnegan's Wake and you go, ooh, that's clear and concise compared to PJ. Really deep and far out.
And murky.
Yeah. You know what's really sad, though? Listen to the undercurrent. It's not how did you get into radio. It's what did you fail at?
that's it, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, and I didn't fail at comedy. I clawed my way to the middle. Took a long time. I slept my way to the middle. Now, this is not your friend. You're from California.
No.
Who's
your girl?
Oh, Indiana.
South Bend, Indiana.
And you?
Ohio. Toledo, Ohio.
Really?
A city that you almost can't tell from South Bend, Indiana.
Hey, we beat you. Our debate team just beat the pants off of you.
I'm not surprised. English is not the first, second, or even the language at all of most people in Toledo. It's not like they've got another one. It's not like California.
Toledo and Indiana, and I'm a Wisconsin boy. We're all expatriates from our own states and immigrants. to California. California is an odd state. It's the best of and it's the worst of.
Well, we always used to say in Ohio, I guess, you know, to justify why we were stupid enough to stay in Ohio, is that every now and then America would be tilted and everything loose would roll out to California.
You know? And everything stayed and stodgy would stay where it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Rooted and calcified, yes.
I remember telling my mom when I was little, I was reading the paper, and I said, those people in California are so stupid, they're going to fall in the ocean. I'm never going to go there. She said, that's right, honey.
Here I am. You stay right here in safe Indiana.
Well, I'll tell you right now, one of the big issues here, of course, is the infrastructure, trying to get a bond, and the governor's put a lot of weight behind it.
You guys are borrowing a bunch of money in California.
Borrowing a bunch of money. So, well, we're following, you know, president's lead.
Yeah, I've been wondering about this. I mean, California always seems to be sort of the leading edge, the trendsetter in America. You've got a big election coming up, and what's going on out here? What would you guys do? You usually do, what would Willie do now? I'm asking you, what would you do now in California? What's going on with
secede?
That's what they want to do. You know, I mean, you could secede from the rest of the country, and that would solve certain problems. But you're still going to be California. You're still going to be in California.
That's right.
Even if it's a new nation.
That's true.
But we'll put a huge tariff on our wines. We'll legalize marijuana. Make a mint selling it to the rest of the country.
I thought that kind of you guys had kind of done that already.
We just don't talk about it.
It's only semi-legal.
What though? We could be a leader in healthcare if a state of, and it's a big if, but if a state of this size could find an answer to the healthcare conundrum, we could lead the country.
Massachusetts is trying to do it right now, and of course, the city of San Francisco, our mayor Gavin Newsom, has put forth a proposal to give health care coverage to everybody in the city who works here in the city.
Massachusetts has got kind of a nutty system. You are required to buy health care insurance. And I was on a talk radio thing. Somebody called in and said, look, I'm a 50-year-old guy. I have no dependents. I'm self-employed. I have a health savings fund. I have a couple hundred thousand dollars saved up in case I get something awful. He said, I deliberately don't want. I've made a deliberate financial decision not to have health care insurance. I'm prepared for it in other ways, and now the government is going to make me buy this stuff.
I didn't understand that when I read it. Requiring people to buy that which is out of reach for so many people, how does that accomplish anything?
I'm not positive.
Well, I think the state will subsidize.
If you fill out the requisite 9,000 forms, you know, which will be available to you in your language of choice. You know, you can get the form in Chinese. You know,
Well, there are many other issues we could discuss with PJ O'Rourke, but thank you for joining us, buddy.
Hey,
good luck
in your
California tour.
I'm trying.
Yeah, cool to meet you. How cool. Thank you.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Later on in the 9 o'clock hour, we have a guest from the Jewish Film Festival. He will be with us. Now, let's go to some news.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie.